Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, 832, we have not figured out Casario's middle name, but thank you for reminding me what In The Loop LLC is supposed to be working on. Get to it, fellas. Come on. That's not what I pay you for.
Totally forgot. Yeah.
I'm glad that nobody was like, y'all don't pay. You don't pay me.
Yeah. we might as well just go with Nick Cage.
Nicholas Cage Casario.
Yeah.
Nah, I want to get to the bottom of this, but we gotta do more work, I guess. Also, in the caliber or in the bucket of needs to do more work, the Houston Texans offense.
Yes,
because
sir.
What we've seen is just, it's far too rudimentary. It's one of those, I mean, we discussed it all week long. We discussed it at length yesterday, you know, when you got Dan Orlovsky and Mina Kimes on probably the best, the best NFL show that we have on like usual television.
Network TV, so
Network
to speak.
TV, there we go. With NFL Live are like, yo, there's no easy buttons. And we're like, all right, well, what are the easy buttons? I found this interesting with CJ yesterday because he talked about a lot of things, and one of those was a question asked about one of those easy buttons, motion, man. Motion is very important, whether it's pre-snap motion to help diagnose or, you know, during snap motion that, you know, it's maybe a cheat motion or allows you to get a player moving at speed and able to get an advantage a little bit in a route. We know it in football to be something of an advantage. And so I was deeply shocked, appalled even.
You were appalled.
Appalled is something I will say. When CJ Stroud was asked, how does motion help you be a more explosive quarterback?
I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest. Like, I'd rather like see the defense, see what they're doing. Motion isn't really for me. It could be, but sometimes it's for, you know, like making them communicate a little more. So it could create a seed of doubt and confusion because defenses have a bunch of checks. But, I really don't mind.
There are a couple things there that, I just be honest, kind of upset me.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot. Foremost, and it's not even that, this one is not that important. You know, when he says, eh. how important is it? You're like, eh. That's just, it just hit me funny, you know, that he did that. But it leads real quick.
Actually, no, I think that's a big thing. Like, I think the tone of this entire presser was really weird. And it has been largely for CJ. We've talked about this since camp. He doesn't feel like himself, at least the CJ that we had come to know. But the tone of this one was very weird. And I can't really put my finger on why it is. Like, I don't know if it's
frustration. You can speculate.
Frustration, you know, whether it's internally, whether it's just with the way that things are going. But the tone of it's weird. But I also don't think that justifies what feels like it counters a lot of what we know about football.
The second part is what really upset me. Because play it one more time, and I'll tell you when to stop, Figgy. Because this is not a little thing.
I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest. Like, I'd rather like see the defense, see what they're doing. Motion isn't really for me. It could be.
Stop it right there. He's basically telling us that their motion packages are just window dressing. He's not even basic. He's telling us that. He says, because he caught himself, he goes, well, it could be for me. Because if what we want to see is motion that becomes a route in the flat or wheel or something like that, where you're actually using the motion as an integral part of your offense. What he's saying right there is like, it doesn't really matter. You know, it can be for me, but not really. And I'm paraphrasing. That's telling me that their motion packages is just window dressing.
I mean,
that's concerning.
That is one of those things that you absolutely can take away. Yeah. One of the things I don't understand, and maybe this is just a level of like belief in self. It does. I don't know necessarily that it is for you, because we've seen very good quarterbacks utilize motion in order to help them.
But when it's part of the offense.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, but and I'm not saying that you're wrong in that regard, but I'm just like the seeming disregard for motion in general as a tool. It falls in line with the word that I've been using a lot with this team headed into the season was hubris. It almost strikes me as that, like, well, no, I can read perfectly. Well, why not get the more information? Like, I don't think there's ever been an instance where having more information of what you're looking at isn't helpful, especially because as of right now, I do wonder if he's diagnosing things properly. That's one of those conversations that we've had largely around this team. And so for you to like flatly go to this place where you're like, nah, I don't think motion is useful. Like, maybe this is some level of an attempt to defend what they're doing. I don't think it's a good one. And it really makes me question, obviously, CJ in general, but then also what the hell is happening just generally all the way with that offense that, one, maybe this is some level of indication that the motion is window dressing, and two, that like you just don't value it, something that clearly is to be valued in football.
Both of those. I think it absolutely is an indication of that, because he did kind of catch himself. Well, I guess it can be, or it can be. But he's basically saying, like, when you see us do motion, we're just trying to, you know, kind of identify things on the defense, but it's not really part of it. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow, if I'm a defensive coordinator, that's good information. You know, that's good information for the Jacksonville Jaguars right there. You know, so that one bothered me. And if you want to say I'm reading too much into that, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of offenses that use that. And again, Reggie, it does point back to Nick Cayley, too.
Yeah, no, because
it does.
Because we went through the numbers, like, the things that you consider easy buttons, including motion, they use at an incredibly low rate, and it's super frustrating. We were just talking with Seth, who happens to, you know, still be around the office, and one of the things is, like, this is, and we've talked about this a lot also, just in general, this is an offense, if you're the Patriots offense, which we could confirm now for sure from people that you would like to lean on, that this is indeed a Patriots offense. It takes a while to get it installed. There's a lot of things involved with it. So why not make it easier understanding the stakes on the early parts of that? And so even if it's like, in the best parts of the system, you don't really need motion. I don't agree with that. But at this point, you do. It's very clear that you need things to help you get better. And so I hate that laissez-faire approach to this. I would like to make myself more mad here, if you don't mind.
Just do it.
If circling back to something else CJ Stroud talked about, he was asked, and this is three here, if you can, Figgy, what are some things that you feel like you need to focus on that you need to get better at?
I don't know, everything. Like, I can always be better. I told D'Amico the other day, like, if anything he sees or anybody sees I can be better in, let me know. You know, I think my process has really been good lately. I see the field well, putting the ball where it's supposed to be, with the coverages and whatnot. And some things is just, I didn't really get a ton of reps with some of the guys we're getting in the game at receiver. So that's a little bit of a challenge. But I think that's one of my biggest things, just being the coach on the field, you know, and taking that step. And it takes time. It's not overnight. So that's an area I think I can grow.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, and it does take time. It's just when you watch it too, you're just like, man.
He kind of sound defeated a little bit.
Certainly frustrated. The 281 says CJ having to hold in his true feelings is getting harder and harder for him. Maybe. Who knows?
And look, I see you 8-2. CJ and D'Amico are sick of answering the lame ass repetitive questions that are being asked of me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
These aren't coming from nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? Like this.
What are
is,
you curious about?
This isn't coming from nowhere. The production on the field needs to show. And that's where, like, hey, CJ's like, I'm reading the coverage and I'm putting the ball where it needs to be. That's objectively wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to call people liars, but that one, putting the ball where it needs to be, we can point to a number of plays where actually, no, your off-target rate is incredibly high for you and for the expectations that we have for you. But this, in general, for a starting quarterback right now, that's not true.
Yeah.
And so, like, I get it, right? Some of this is just frustration with where it is. I think also C.J. Stroud is a little bit – C.J. Stroud and DeMeco like to put on a little bit of a face when they are at the podium. I don't blame them for those things. But it does get frustrating, especially when you mix that in with things that are not true and things – and you kind of wipe away things that clearly should be helpful.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it felt weird, and this is probably, I recognize this is probably less fair. It felt weird that it was like, I don't know what I knew, everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Like.
I told DeMeco, let me know.
it feels a lot less pointed in a time where you absolutely need to be pretty pointed to get yourself back on track.
And you know, not to totally, you know, dismiss what the texter was saying, but, you know, the word of the week has been, we're close. The term of the week has been, we're close. And so... That's fair. They can turn things. And DeMeco has said a couple of times, you know, hey, if we were winning, you know, won these two games and found a way to win these two games, we'd all be singing a different tune. That is absolutely true, too. We'd all be singing a different tune. I don't think these issues would be any less, you know, discussed, because that's what this is about. It's not about, hey, you really need to win. No, we really need to see something here, you know, whether it's C.J. Stroud, Nick Cayley, or just the offense in general.
No, and so, yeah, all those things end up being frustrating. Like, and again, I understand they're frustrated, we're frustrated, everybody's frustrated, so all of this kind of compounds on itself, and the only real panacea, the only thing that cleans all this up for us, the stink that's in the air, is winning, and hopefully you could start doing that with Jacksonville. It just feels like things are off in a way that's not just the frustration.
Yes, it really does.
That's something that remains to be seen. And some of it, again, comes back to the way that you hired your coordinator. Because, again, you could talk about this offense, which actually, Fig, if you don't mind, can you give me this tweet that was out there? This is from the Jags, or not the Jags, rather, the Bucks. Again, going backwards a little bit, but it's to look forward. Mm-hmm. Todd Bowles, the head coach, and you know he's a defensive mindset guy. Yeah. He still kind of runs that defense, was asked about, hey, you know, the last couple of weeks you've had Rams-type systems that you've gone up against, and he wanted to clear something up.
Doesn't put a lot of conflict on it. The Falcons came from McVay. The Rams, even though he came from McVay, that was the Patriots system that they ran. So,
well, there's some confirmation right there from a defensive guy.
Right. And so, I mean, we knew this, but I think the thing that comes to mind for me, and you heard me ask ND this, how much are you getting a modern iteration of this offense? Mm-hmm. And is that at all some of what you're getting from CJ in this frustration here? Because I vividly remember thinking, and look, I'll put money in the jar if I need to, when I was in Dallas watching Mike McCarthy run a West Coast offense that he ran in 2008. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, people know how to handle that defense.
Yeah.
Or an offense defensively. Yeah. The questions that you have to ask, like, how do we stop this? You don't have to ask those. You just go to the book. People have figured out what the answers are to that,
you can
right?
go to coaching clinic.
100%. And so, similarly, I understand the idea of implementing a Patriots system. There are people that still run it to this day that run it well, like Josh McDaniels. But it feels like if you're going to do that, you need to have modern elements on it. And so, that's another reason why I was a little frustrated with CJ talking about, I don't need motion. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You need new modern elements to add on to whatever that system is, especially because it's not on the cutting edge of what we're doing. It's behind, and people have answers to that.
And the other part of it is, you know, you need motion just in general, but as integral parts of what this offense needs, you heard Andy Kalu also talking about, You know, the little short passes, the little outs, the little flares, make them, you know, extension of the run game, all that stuff. Well, they've been throwing the ball, you know, on the out patterns and deeper routes and all that. Motion can help you get those things moving, the little shorter plays as well. And then finally, when you talk about, I mean, Todd Bowles just said, nah, man, that's the New England offense they're running. How much of that is not just defendable now, but how much of that just in general is effective, you know, for, in the NFL these days?
I mean, and that's where we get really into weeds, where I'd like to ask somebody that, you know, at that level has that experience. But I'm not going to lie, and maybe this is too reductive. It does make me wonder, if this is flatly Patriots, what is Caley bringing from his experience?
Good question.
In L.A.? Like, what are the...
Energy.
Yes.
Yeah, just the McVay energy the press conference.
And this might not be fair. How far is that energy translated to? Mm-hmm. If we have C.J. standing up there sounding like
that. It don't get far if you ain't producing.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And thus far in two games, we also haven't seen any like new innovation. Are we dealing with Bobby Slowick 2.0? And I know that guys have talked about this, but in the regard of, I grew up in this system and I'm going to use the original derivative of it without adding additional portions on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a question that we have to ask ourselves. And that's going to be even deeply frustrating for me, who I know that, yo, this is going to take 4 weeks, however many weeks, to find the realization of this offense. How much of that realization then comes back to, now we finally got this offense and it's one from 2008.
Well, and you mentioned Josh McDaniels and it can be successful. You think Nick Caley was in those rooms with him? He was truly defined job description, tight ends coach, you know, when he was with New England. That ain't Josh McDaniels with all the tweaks and the experience and all that stuff. So is he, my question, and this is very, very early, but I think it's percolating. It's simmering. Are they just telling him, hey, run this? These are your plays. Put some numbers and names on them. You know, because how much does he really know about the New England system even, much less the McVay system?
I just hate that they just got away from the Shanahan offense and just went straight to Patriots, man. Because I get that Bobby Slowick wasn't good, but I feel like that was more just a messenger right there, man. Mm-hmm. I hate that they just got away from that whole offense.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me at this point, it seems less about the offense and like what is the aptitude of implementing and execute. Like, I hate to use the word execution because that ends up being a sports fan's most annoying word, but it's true. Like, you got it, whatever you're doing, you got to be able to execute it like pretty well. And when I say execute, it's not necessarily like, hey, take what's on paper and put it on the field. It's you've got to be able to like implement things that work in the modern era and things that work for what you're going at. And that was the big sell, was the game plan instance of it. It doesn't feel like they've game planned well for these particular teams.
And you really don't see it. You never really saw it. Like, even the coaches that came from New England, whenever they went elsewhere, you never really saw the Patriots offense like that.
Mm-hmm.
You never really saw it take off.
Well, that's another great point. You know, where else outside of McDaniels?
I feel like the only place it really did a little something was here with Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the only success that the Patriots offense had elsewhere as like a outside of New England.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you have that same feeling with the C.J. Stroud press conference as I did? Because it was a lot of frustration for me. And I also kind of had a whole different wave of thought that I don't even know how much I want to bring to air at that point. But it was just a lot of frustration. And I understand maybe that's the circumstance, but it feels like it's even more pointed.
I'll go back to what I've mentioned a couple times this week. I think C.J. Stroud got what he wanted and then realized this is not exactly, you know, the offense that is best for me to run because there's some constraints on it. And certainly part of that is a frustration with Nick Caley. You know, the whole thing of calling plays, not necessarily forming, you know, some tendencies and reading them and becoming, you know, kind of one with the quarterback, so to speak. I don't think that's happening. That's part of the frustration.
Again, you're practicing again today, and it's very quickly on to Jacksonville here soon, and you're going to need to have to find some answers, put them in place. Seems like motion isn't going to be one of them, at least boys. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm seeing per KPRC2, Aaron Wilson, apparently with Jimmy Ward, the grand jury and attorney it was no billed by the grand jury, the case that he has being, and his attorney called it factually innocent, him factually innocent. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. So If that is to be believed, and depending on how this thing continues to play out, it does feel like you might have Jimmy Ward within the next, I don't know, few weeks if that legal situation is being handled as the Texans have kind of held off. I do wonder how helpful that ends up being, especially when you've seen kind of some inconsistent safety play for this Texans.
And the good news for the offense, once again, Kirk Berrios and Jake Andrews are practicing.
All practicing today, so that is helpful. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do our lunchtime confession.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.